For more than a week, the island nation of Haiti has been rocked by street violence as protesters, angry over soaring inflation and government corruption, have demanded the ouster of President Jovenel Moïse. Demonstrators have been blocking roads, stoning emergency vehicles, and destroying businesses. The U.S. State Department has raised the travel warning to the country, advising citizens not to travel there, and is asking all non-emergency U.S. personnel and their families to leave. Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald, and she joins us now from Miami. Explain a little bit more about what these protests are about.
Well, these protests are basically about two issues, corruption and the economic turmoil that is hitting Haiti currently. Let's start with the issue of corruption. Haitians today are saying that they are fed up with decades of government corruption, and they are particularly pointing to a program that was financed by Venezuela. It was a discount oil program called Petrocaribe, in which Haiti received oil at a discount price from Venezuela. They didn't have to pay it back until over 25 years, and they received it at a 1% interest rate. But that savings was supposed to be used for social programs to ameliorate the situation of the population in terms of health care, child care, education, you name it. That was the feeling, housing, after the earthquake. Well, almost 10 years after that earthquake, Haitians say they do not see where that money has been spent. And today, the country owes Venezuela almost $2 billion. And so for months, we have seen Haitians on social media and in the country demanding to know, where is the money? Where is the Petrocaribe money? The inflation rate is 15%. The government's deficit is $89.6 million. And their local currency, the gourde, is in a free fall against a strong U.S. dollar. So today, what we've seen is that for days now, over a week, they have had this country on lockdown. No schools, no businesses, nothing is moving. And so where is this going? What's going to happen next? That's what's uncertain, unclear at this moment.